Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 9th of February, recording at 9:15 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights in here. The main one is that we had some bounces in Asia. The Nikkei Hang Seng Index, some small for the Hang Seng, quarter of a point. Nearly a percentage point each out of the Nikkei and also the ASX 200 in Australia. Europe did better, and the UK index almost reached a new high. It might have been a new closing high in here today. BG was the big gainer on the day. That was a very strong performance. And Europe, as I say, was pretty strong across the boards. Wall Street followed in that vein, but then gave up most of the gains, with the Dow, for instance, going from up 73 at least to up only 24, nearly 25, and the S&P and the Nasdaq actually down on the day. Both left quite significant tails on the charts. In other words, that's the thin part of the candlestick chart. Representing a rally that earlier in the day that failed to hold by the close. So that's a little bit bearish in here. And among the big developments today, I'm just moving slowly here because I'm looking at some of these bond markets, make sure I don't miss anything. They're up a little bit. The big development was a sharp rebound by some of the metals. Now, they were all hit, particularly the precious metals, on Tuesday, and had a little bit of follow-through yesterday before starting to rally. But nickel had a stunning $800 gain in here today, huge upward dynamic, closing up at 15,800. Now, that's one that I've said looked like it was rapidly moving towards a completion of what has been a very, very lengthy sort of 2.25 year, at least, and counting, consolidation of earlier very, very strong gains. And that was what prompted me to move back and pick up some more Inco. I'm in here today. It's just about the only world-class mining share that I'd be willing to buy at this stage. I'm going the leveraged spread bet route here for the tax advantages. Well, it'll be a tax advantage if I make money in that position. And we also saw some pretty good rebounds in the precious metals overall. Now, I've illustrated all those charts in comment of the day, but I haven't posted it yet, wanting to get the audio out in time for some of those virtuous souls who go to bed quite a bit earlier than I do. Now I should aspire to that, to a similar lifestyle. Now, let's go back to the big cycle in here today. It really did look as if we were going to get the European markets leading another break to the upside, and it's still possible that that might happen. My hedge shorts that I put on Tuesday in the DAX and the S&P, particularly the DAX, were looking embarrassing here. And I'm not prepared to let that DAX close in new high ground against me. And it's certainly gone up close to testing the highs. Much more modest performance by the S&P, which looked like it was registering a downside failure, but the weakness with which it closed leaves that very much in doubt. That it would be a downside failure in relation to the January reaction low, which I've often mentioned in these broadcasts since they were established. Now, so overall, I stick with my view that this is very late in the cycle, but you remember my best case scenario was that we would see this rally carry through the first quarter. But I think it's fairly risky. And I have said, though, also that I did not expect it to end with a bang, that it would probably end with a whimper, with some fairly choppy two-way action in the markets, and that we would need to watch to see more of the leaders show evidence of deterioration to confirm that, or to reaffirm the overall uptrends. And I will again take well, we'll see all the important information. I'll take all the clues from the price charts in here, but I do maintain that this is a dangerous period in the overall cycle. And right now, largely because of the length of this rally, 34 months, and without a anything beyond a minor 2 to 3 week correction, and also this rising interest rate cycle phenomenon that we continue to see, had rates going up today in Korea, and that was one of the top performers last year and into January, and it's lost form in here recently. In Japan, I noticed the bank stocks were down, so I'm not expecting a quick romp up into new high ground, or if we did see it by the say the Nikkei and the topics, I don't think it would last. Okay, government bonds, steadier action takes the heat off stock markets to a certain degree, but only to the extent that I think it will enable a sort of arranging topping process to occur here before we get the medium-term 3 to 6 month correction that I expect, which would create an absolutely splendid buying opportunity. Now, precious metals. I was being overcautious in chopping my positions out, not because they wouldn't have reacted further and sharply, but they've all bounced back in here today. I was able to buy the silver, and I picked up a little more than I had held previously, but I also had positions in not insignificant positions, but not large positions for compared to what I've sometimes had in earlier stages of the recovery in gold and in palladium, and both of those have pushed up above where I sold them, and so it was pretty good action overall. Now, the important point to remember on this, though, is that those lows, reaction lows that we saw yesterday, they really must hold. If they were taken out, particularly on a closing basis, I think that would really signal that we had, well, that the overhead resistance near the peaks was going to hold for a while longer. And certainly, if stock markets weaken, I think that would be an increased risk. But for today, at any rate, and let's take this a day at a time in here because we have the luxury of being able to do that. Today's action was certainly a counter statement by the bulls, and it didn't quite offset the downward dynamics that we saw on Tuesday, but it went some way to doing just that. But again, I'm going to repeat this point because it is an important one, that those reaction lows yesterday, I do regard those as important. And with my silver, because I think things are risky up here at this stage, I've already put in a slightly in the money stop for that. In other words, I purchased it at 958, including dealing spread bet dealing costs, 958 on the March contract. And so I put in an in the money stop at 959. Of course, the market could blow through that stop, but I would be taken out at a lower level, but I'm avoiding the risk of a free fall, or being caught in a free fall on that. Okay, crude oil, that went down, as did natural gas in here today before getting a little bit of a bounce, but that's still incredibly weak, nestling down into the overall base formation. Natural gas was weak because, in remember this big sort of supply and elasticity versus rising demand theme, well, the supply currently is greater than analysts had expected. And while supplies, the inventories declined today in the sort of the weekly report that came out, they did not decline as much as people had expected. So that caused a little bit more downward pressure on the price, which is an embarrassment in here. and no doubt an irritant for any of you who shadowed that trade. And I kept it in proportion overall. One doesn't like having any losses, but so I didn't have such a big position that it was a disaster. And I'm kind of inclined, with a thing nestling down in the base, to hold on in here. But it'll probably take, I'm not counting on getting lucky and having that bounce back really quite quickly. But we know how fast this commodity can turn, and having seen such big percentage decline, and given that big base underneath, I'm really not interested in chopping it out down here. Now, I've known all along that playing the game of buying these industrial resources and precious metals following setbacks, and I will, if you'll forgive the boast, I have done awfully well doing that over the last 3 years or more. But there will come a time when I'll be dealing with an environment where the upward trends, the primary upward trends, are no longer there. So I'm not buying within the primary upward trends. And I've got one email that's come in that Owen mentioned to me. I may get to it tomorrow. I'm running way behind on my emails. I love receiving them, and I do read them all, or I certainly try to. A few slip through the net, particularly if they come into my private email rather than coming in through the system, because, what I hate to tell you, I can get 200, 300 emails a day, and not all from subscribers, but it's a lot of emails, and a lot of them from subscribers. So it does take me a while to actually get through them. I aim to do it. But at any rate, this had was somebody saying that maybe the supply and elasticity theme was over, and I think he'd been short natural gas, and well done you, whoever you were. I may look into that more later on next week. But I will be content to hold in here, because I really don't think this secular bull market is over. I think we're still in the early years of it, and I'm talking about all of the resources, including natural gas. Okay, folks, on till tomorrow for another no doubt exciting day in the markets, and I will be recording and posting earlier, much earlier tomorrow afternoon. Okay, all the best.